What is transcendent thinking and how does it impact teenagers? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Helen Immerdino Yang, Fahmy and Donna Atallah Chair in Humanistic Psychology and Professor of Education, Psychology, and Neuroscience at the University of Southern California, has an answer.
We talked to teenagers and listened to how they make sense of the world. We showed for the first time that based on how teens try to grapple with the bigger picture of a story or situation, we could predict how their brains were going to grow. When teens showed us that they were curious about what things meant beyond the specific story they were reacting to, what it means for the world more broadly or for their own future, or that they were questioning how and why institutions or systems work as they do, those kinds of thinking predicted brain growth 2 years later. We called this transcendent thinking because the teen was showing us that they were trying to transcend the current details to also think about the bigger implications. We interviewed 65 high school students about true stories of other teens from around the world and asked them to explain how they felt about each story. Students then underwent fMRI brain scans that day and 2 years later. We compared the two scans for each teen and found that we could predict growth in their brain across the 2 years, irrespective of IQ, socioeconomic status, and parents' education levels. When we followed the participants into their early 20s, the brain development predicted by transcendent thinking in turn predicted identity development and life satisfaction and success in young adulthood. We believe that transcendent thinking may grow the brain because it involves coordinating brain networks involved in focused thinking with those involved in internal reflection and more creative type thinking. They had to really put effort into thinking, but also to let their minds question and imagine. The results suggest that current movements to redesign schools to support students' engagement with complex perspectives and emotions are on the right track and may even support mental health and wellness.
That was Mary Helen Immerdino Yang of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.